This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
California's public TV stations have joined with the state's county school superintendents to launch a new online service for educators and parents. The collaboration comes at a time when teachers and families are grappling with the ongoing challenges of virtual learning. California's teachers and about 6.2 million students in kindergarten through high school moved to online learning with the pandemic. And that's when, says Jamie Myers from PBS SoCal, public media stations began talking with educators to help smooth the transition.
The culmination of lots of collaboration and conversations from our station and KQED and our partner stations across the state of California.
The California Public Media Education Service launched this week. It's a joint effort among PBS SoCal, KQED, and several other public TV stations, and the Statewide Association of 58 County School Superintendents. PBS and KQED have a long history of providing quality educational programming for kids and strong support for teachers.
To coordinate and strengthen the efforts that public media can bring to the public schools.
That's Robin Mencher from KQED Education. She says that working together in new ways will help serve the needs of communities. All materials on the site, she says, are thoroughly vetted and aligned with California state educational standards. Contributor Beth Thornton has more on the story.
The new service is housed on the PBS Learning Media website and accessed free online. The site includes a wide variety of classroom lessons designed for distance learning and training opportunities to help teachers gain confidence and skills for this new way of teaching.
There'll be resources for educators such as professional development, courses, webinars, classroom media lessons that can be used with students, and a digital collection that will be accessible to students and their families.
That's San Luis Obispo County Superintendent Jim Brescia. He says teachers on the Central Coast have been requesting these types of resources since the move to distance learning.
What has been requested the most is access to multimedia materials in a curated sense. So access to films that would be regarding history, art, music, literature.
Some resources on the website are geared toward parents and caregivers. For families with limited access to the internet, educational television programming is also available. Myers says the Public Media Education Service provides options for families looking to support their child's education.
You're looking for supplemental, content and resources to connect with your young child while they're doing distance learning, or it could be to look for additional ways to support your child.
If you're wondering how busy teachers and families will even know to look for the resources, public media stations are working closely with county education offices across the state to get the word out to teachers and parents alike. I'm Beth Thornton.
For more information, go to pbssocal.org/education. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.